Once upon a time, in a land where pixies sprinkled their magic across the rolling hills, there lived a king and a queen. He was wise and bold, like the sun. She was calm and mysterious, like the moon. Despite their rank and considerable power, the king and queen didn't behave like typical royalty. They took off their shiny crowns and opened their hearts and home to everyone in the kingdom. For them, every moment shared was precious. Every smile was a reason to smile back. They valued people and listened to them, not only to reply, but to understand. Needless to say, the royal pair was well loved. From sunrise to sunset, the king and queen surrounded themselves with people. But then, when the stars filled the night sky, each enjoyed their time alone. One beautiful summer night, when everyone at the castle was sleeping, the queen decided to go for a walk. She tiptoed out of the royal chambers and waltzed gracefully through the marble rooms and empty corridors. The full moon shone through every window as if it wanted to guide her outside. Under the indigo sky, the air was warm and carried the rich scent of jasmine. The delicate white blossoms bloomed from every corner of the kingdom. Enjoying the fragrant air, the queen headed towards a nearby lake. Her flowing hair covered her shoulders, and a long nightgown draping from her body waved slowly in the wind. As if celebrating her arrival, a band of crickets chirped in unison. A few frogs with shy croaks also joined the peaceful melody. The lake was small, yet very clear. Shining above it, the silver moon rested, surrounded by a million stars. The queen walked slowly around the lake, observing the world through its mirror-like surface. Like a caring parent, an old willow tree leaned over the crystalline water. The queen gazed at it in admiration. The tree had a thick trunk and broad branches. These dangling arms caressed the lake, as if trying to gently lull it to sleep. Moved by this lovely image, the queen sat beneath the protective cover of the tree and watched her own reflection rippling in the water. The shape of her face morphed and changed every so often as a passing breeze sent tiny waves across the surface. The sight was mesmerizing and drew her in like a moth to a light. As one set of ripples flowed over her reflection, she saw the face of a young man. It looked like her, but it wasn't her. And when the ripples had passed, the young man's face remained. Just then, a bright star fell from the sparkling sky. Noticing it in the pure reflection of the lake, The queen looked up and followed its path to the ground. It fell toward her, closer and closer with each second. Without a sound or a splash, it landed in the lake, directly on the forehead of the young man. The queen paused, wondering if what she'd witnessed was real or imagination. Then a gust of wind arrived, disrupting the stillness of the lake and washing away the face of the young man. The breeze caressed her skin, and the queen felt her body growing heavy. Overcome by a sudden drowsiness, she lied down beneath the old willow tree to rest for a while. The soft grass was filled with dormant flowers. A nightingale finished its song. Smiling, the queen closed her dreaming eyes and enjoyed the comforting silence. In the warm, protective moonlight, her body relaxed. Her mind was at peace. And soon, she drifted off to sleep.